Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for a brand new day of these little bite-sized podcasts, May 8th, 2024. Hope this one finds you well, and my thanks as always to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship of the platform, which I deeply appreciate. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Eurovision. Now, Eurovision Song Contest. Now, as you know, it's not really a song contest. It's more of a cultural fest. With the culture, with the emphasis on low-grade culture, I suppose. And I wanted to talk specifically about the Irish entry. The Irish entry is someone called, their stage name is Bambi Thug. Bambi Thug. I don't know if you've seen Bambi Thug. She's representing Ireland with a song called Doomsday Blue. Doomsday Blue. And it's really quite remarkable if you've seen this performance. It's up there as the favourites. It may well win. I thought I'd find out a little bit more information about this individual, Bambi Thug, because it's a strange name. First of all, the person is called Bambi Ray Robinson. That's her actual name, Bambi Thug. Even Bambi streams, though, wasn't it? But Bambi Ray Robinson. She, because it's a she, was born in the Irish little town of Macroom, which I've been to many, many years ago, back in 1993. Ironically, given the location of the contest, her father was actually born in Stockholm. Her mother's all from Cork. And anyway, this person identifies, you will not be in the least surprised to hear, as non-binary. Yeah. So they is how they refer to themselves. In fact, it's she. It doesn't matter what she wants to pretend that she is. She actually is a she. But it's pretty militant in her views. In an interview with Gaed Time, she says, I like being part of a cool queer rising scene. I didn't have that growing up, so it's important to have people you can relate to and have music that speaks to you and allows you to more freedom to yourself. More queer voices is what the world effing needs. Right, okay. Well, that's one way of looking at things. But then let's get to the meat here. Bambi practices neo-pagan witchcraft, particularly sigil and manifestation magic. She also says to have she's done blood magic during her period, saying it's an offering of your own blood onto a spout and is also really good for your skin. Yeah. Witchcraft has had a major influence in Robinson's music. Numerous spells and hexes are included in various songs, with Robinson making their own signal as her own official logo. And if you've seen the video for the song, it's clearly a satanic ritual that is being played out on stage. Now, Bambi also wanted supported the exclusion of Israel from the Eurovision Song Contest. So Bambi's offered inclusion and diversity, apart from the nasty Jews. Right, Bambi? Yeah. So this is where we've come anyway. We basically literally got someone who is a practicing witch pretending to be non-binary. And they were not only selected to be the Irish entry, which tells you all you need to know about the fallen state of Ireland, but it's also a very good chance of winning. And I couldn't help but think back, and those of you who are of a similar age to me, or maybe a bit younger, may remember the famous time in 1974, 50 years ago this month, when ABBA came to fame and fortune by winning Waterloo, which was, in my opinion, a brilliant song. And they won that won the Eurovision back in 1974. And I was looking at images of, you know, Benny and Bjorn, Agnetha, my favorite, and Frida from 1974. It's clean. It's wholesome. The songs were about love lost, love gained, being in love, all the stuff, right? You look at that from then, and you fast forward to now, and it's about witchcraft. And literally people prancing around pretending to be demons on stage. And I don't know, maybe some of them are demons. I'm not even sure about that. But frankly, if at this point in the world Satan entered a song into the Eurovision, it would look like this. It would absolutely look like Bambi Thug's song. Simple as that. It couldn't be. It could not be more obvious what we what we're saying. And again, to go back to Ireland for a second, just think of Ireland, which won it with Dana's All Kinds of Everything. Ireland, which won it with Johnny Logan, What's Another Year? And now look what they've got. They've actually chosen a witch. Now, I think myself, this is ritual humiliation. This is the Irish authorities humiliating Catholic Ireland, letting them see we're putting a witch into the Eurovision and suck it up and vote for it and cheer it on. Come on, Ireland. What, with a witch? Are you kidding me? I mean, actually, rather than watch Eurovision, it should be probably exorcised. But that's where we are now at this point in 2024. And this is what we're going to see, I think, my friends, as we move forward. We're going to see the demonism that I talk about so much just in your face. Like, it's not even being hidden. She dances around in the pentagram and she's talking about hex spells. And this is what the evil demons in charge want us to be seeing. And as I say, lots of people will love this. I think the Eurovision Song Contest is this Saturday night. So I think they'll love it and it may well win it. And that's not a victory for Ireland. That's a victory for Satan. Thanks for listening.